When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to the Give Them Lala podcast, a bonus episode.
Bonerific.
I'm excited for this topic. By the way, Jess, I want to thank you for keeping in your notes potential topics for the bonus episodes, because the night before she always sends us what she has concocted in her notes and then we choose.
Yes, and it's
Lauren
fun.
Lauren chooses. I stand by and just go, wonder which one I'm going to be doing.
Well, yeah. We all choose and share. Choose. I do like when she chooses. Yeah. You always choose a good one. And I also, they'll just come to my head and I'm like, ooh, that'd be a good bonus topic. And I write it down. I love the bonus episodes.
They're my favorite.
They're my favorite,
they're the best.
Can I tell you what I like about them?
Yeah.
Sometimes during the regular episodes when we talk about like hot topics or whatever, I feel kind of bad because I give my honest opinion, but it makes me feel bad when people are mean about me, and I'm kind of mean about people on the podcast.
Yeah. Eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye.
Eye for an
I mean
eye.
About people who like don't care about, like they wouldn't even know who I am, and I'm like, I hate Lizzo, and I'm like, what? What is happening? Why are you saying that?
Yeah, but people that
As
you
I'm
don't know
saying
are talking
it, I like have
shit,
an out of body
right?
experience. Like, shut the fuck up. You don't even know this person. How do you hate someone you don't even know?
I hate what she does.
But guess what? You can come. You could come on tomorrow and say, I love Lizzo. And that's the beauty of this podcast. It's all yours.
We have ADD, ADHD. We forget and we forgive.
Yes. What I really like about the bonus episode is it sticks to making fun of me, myself, and I only.
Yes.
You know, and you guys.
Yeah.
I sweat usually during these.
It's a little bit more lighthearted.
They are.
So what is the topic for today, Jessica?
Okay, fun topic, you guys. The prompts, by the way, reminder, because we've had a few of you ask. They're always posted usually Sunday night or Monday morning on the Give Them Lala Pod Instagram. They're posted on the stories and you guys can write in. So this one was, what's something that happened to you in grade school that has really impacted who you are today? We'll share our stories first and then go to yours.
Okay. Easton, you want to start us off?
Yeah, there's a lot. I was short, curly headed. But there was, I got my license at school through their driver's ed.
Yeah.
And the seat was broken. It was 5'5", 5'6".
And I That's had to not that short. That's as tall as I am.
Yeah, but
For a boy?
For a boy, like everybody else is like 5'8".
You may have been a little bit more petite than that.
I may have been 5'4".
You're a small one.
I was a little guy.
You're a little pinto bean.
I was a little pinto bean.
You were so cute.
That's why nobody ever let me flick their pinto bean. But
no!
Moving on.
Filthy.
I took my test in a Geo, a Chevy Geo, if you
Did
know
Did you
what
take it
are.
Through Skyline High School?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dupe.
The football
Roger
coach?
Dupe. Yeah, he was also the
driver's ed teacher?
Yeah. I love small towns for shit like that.
Oh, small town? It's huge. Oh,
you're from Salt Lake City, Utah. 5A school, bitch. You better recognize.
I don't know what Dupe is.
Dupe
Roger
is
Dupe is
town?
A guy. No.
I grew up in Salt Lake City.
Dupe is the town.
Where am I right
bitch,
now?
Bitch, you are from
you're
Finger
ADD.
Lakes. You're not going to talk to us about small
Finger
towns.
Lakes? I love fingers.
She says,
likes,
bitch,
right?
You are from Finger Lakes.
Small town. You would know a small town, wouldn't you?
I know. If it was a small town, I wouldn't have gotten made fun of as much, probably. But it was big town, big kids, little guy getting shit talked, right? But I had to take my driver's ed from Roger Dupe, and I had to sit on my book bag.
Stop.
I couldn't reach the pedals, couldn't see the steering wheel. It really shaped who I was. And when you get out of the car, you know, they were all watching.
They
and
were?
I had to get the book bag out with me.
No! You're so sweet. How old were
Proud.
You? Proud. 15? 16?
Yeah, 15, 16, depending on.
You were really. That small? That's smaller. You
my,
were
when
smaller
I got
than
my
five.
I wish you could see Easton's. There's a picture of me and Easton. We're only 2.5 years apart, okay?
Oh. And there's a picture of me and Easton in Hawaii. And I think I was 18. You were
16.
You were the tiniest little.
You could have guessed I was 11.
100%. Like the way that we looked, it was like, you guys waited a long time to have kids. It's like, no, they're 2.5 years apart. But do you remember we're standing next to that big,
pointing at
the wiener like this.
Can we find it?
Yeah, we're going to find it.
We'll find it.
But
But it just goes to show like how small and immature he was.
I lied on my ID. I know that for my driver. I was 130 pounds? Aww. Well, I said. I was probably like 110, not Aww. Even.
Maybe and less.
Put 5'5", and I was probably 5'3 and a half, 5'4".
Still taller
than me.
I hit
puberty at 18.
Okay, so you were late.
See, but that's the thing. I'm 31. Do I look it? No.
No,
you don't.
No, you sure don't. You sure don't.
So that shaped who you are today. That's why you're so funny.
Yeah, but he was so cute.
Hold on. That's the other thing I really think. I had to make jokes about my height,
about yourself,
like little things like that. So it was
easy. Can I show you a picture of Easton as like a tiny little toddler?
We'll post this, you guys. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that was 10th grade.
Do you die or do you die?
10th grade. That's what he looked like in his driver's
license photo.
Oh, but he's so cute.
So, like, Easton was always just the cutest. And I remember, like, Sunday night football. Yeah. And my dad would move the furniture so Easton could duct tape the football field.
Still in 10th grade.
And he would watch the play so tiny. No, you were tiny.
No, I know.
But with this curly hair. And he would watch the play. And then he'd redo it. He'd reenact the play. He loved the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packer.
And then he'd go like this.
Can you see my back pad, Dad?
Dad, can you see my back pad? And then he would go outside and like slam himself into the grass because he liked to be scuffed up.
Okay, this makes me want
to.
Can I tell you? The only reason that I sit there and I'm like, oh, a boy would be so much fun is I think about TT in the backyard and him coming in and he had to have the new cool face mask that like so-and-so running back from the Tennessee Titans had.
Tennessee Titans.
I was good. I was nice at football.
He was a good little football player.
I was really good. And then everybody hit puberty, and that's when I didn't.
No, and I remember.
The dream was lost.
Oh, yeah. Asshole.
But I remember during Little League, people across, like from other teams would be like, that number 11, he's fucking quick on his feet.
Tiny.
Yeah. So tiny.
Yeah.
But quick. Little,
find a hole.
Little tiny skinny legs. It was so cute, TT.
I was nice. Played cornerback, and then, you know, ninth grade, everybody stepped going, and I didn't grow, so cornerback
too
short.
That's okay. Look at you now, though. You're so cool.
Look at you now on the Give Them All podcast.
Thriving.
This is what dreams are made of.
I'm just glad I didn't, you know, peak then, right?
Right.
Mm. A lot of people peaked, buddy. A lot of people peaked.
And you I'm very blessed I didn't. I'd rather talk shit on myself and who I was than go, I was fucking in the locker rooms and then being
That's what's so important for people to understand is like junior high and high school and like the popular kids, don't worry about it.
Because they're going to suck later.
Like 3 or 4 years of your life. And I've seen the people who were popular in my high school.
You don't want to be a high school peaker. Even if you were popular then and you're popular now, hopefully you're more popular now. You don't want to be a high school peaker. Sorry, guys. That's true.
You certainly do not. You should just be kind throughout school because you could be peaking or you could be thriving then and now and all the things. But just, you know, like be nice to the little pinto bean.
Because a pinto bean might talk shit on you.
Jessica, I want you to go.
Okay.
Actually, yours is probably really good, so let me go.
Oh, go.
Because I don't want to let people down. Yours was really good, too. Yours was really good, too. But I think that my, like, grade school where things kind of shifted was when that boy who I was sitting next to and I had farted and then I blamed it on him.
Matt?
I'm not going to use his name. But we were sitting there during story time. And you know how you sit cross-legged?
Yo, it's always during story time.
And you hold your legs like this as a kid? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And we had just had snack and milk time.
And it slipped.
And then everyone looked at me, and I went like this.
You pointed to him?
I pointed to him, so everyone made fun of him. And after that, he told everyone that I was a man.
Good for him. Don't let this bitch fuck you up. He farted. Hell no, she got a dick.
What do you mean? You
tell people she's the girl that was.
And I remember this little fucker who was blonde named John.
We're not going to use the guy's name, but the dickhead.
This guy's a dick. This guy's a dick.
But don't help the guy that you blamed.
Jeff. I said it. And they called the Rustin house, and Candace was talking to John, and I get on the phone, and he goes, oh, you do sound like a man. You're a man. And I was so embarrassed.
Well, think of what you did to him in that classroom.
I said he farted. He made up that I was a completely different gender.
An eye
which
for an
is
eye.
Fine. But I was like, what the fuck? And I was already so insecure about my voice and how big my hands are. And then he made up that rumor, and it was very, very upsetting.
Jeff, I'm sorry she blamed farting on you during reading time, but how
Jeff,
dare
don't listen
you?
To don't listen. Yes.
And then he threatened me. He threatened my life.
I'm calling the police.
We had to go into the principal's office.
What did
he threatened your
I
life?
Wrote about it in my book.
You did? I don't remember.
Certainly did.
I don't remember this. What did he threaten your life?
We had beef from then on. It went into junior high school.
Where is Jeff now?
Peaked.
Jeff, he never peaked.
He did.
Who knows?
He peaked Jeff. In third grade.
Who knows?
Who knows? That is horrific. I'm so sorry Jeff did that to
That's
you.
That's why, you know
oh,
what?
Here's the thing. How crazy. I'm sorry Jeff did that to you, but what you did to Jeff.
I said he farted. Good deal. We all fart.
Then why didn't you just, then why didn't you say, I'm, yeah, we all
I
fart.
I was embarrassed.
We can't win out in these streets, Jeff.
We all fart. Take one for the team.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Oh, she says take one for the team.
Take one for the team,
oh my
Jeff.
God. Yeah,
take one for, why didn't you take one for the team?
I was embarrassed.
It okay. wasn't her time to take one for the team.
No.
It was Jeff's time.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, I feel for you.
I bet Jeff still remembers that, by the way.
Yeah, I hope
as
he's still going around saying
story.
She has a dick.
Huh? I have the biggest dick out in these streets. Don't even fucking hustle the hustler, all right?
They call her tripod.
Tripod. Oh,
that's my favorite thing to say to the boys on Vanderpump. I'm like, if you want to have a dick measuring contest, I will always win. So just fucking fall back.
True. True.
Tweet a little dick is what James Kennedy calls them. My days of panicking over gift giving are officially over, and yours can be too. Thanks to Gift Mode on Etsy. I absolutely love this. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's super easy too. Just tap or click on Gift Mode on your Etsy app or at Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I can't tell you how calming it is for me to see all of those ideas pop up on my screen. I recently had to find a gift for one of Ocean's little friend's birthdays, and I was tripping. Then I remembered, just use Etsy Gift Mode to shop for the creative kid. And I found the cutest handmade dress-up costumes, fabulous capes, and accessories. The capes were so cute that I even bought one for Ocean. Gift Mode on Etsy is the best. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday gift for the reality TV fan, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look,
and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manny's have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manny's and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
All right, Jessica, go.
Okay, I'll make these quick. I have two defining moments in grade school. Number one, I was in fifth grade. I'm from a small town. Fifth and sixth grade were combined. There was only four girls in fifth grade. The cool girls were in sixth grade. We shared a classroom. I didn't get along with the girls in my grade. So I wanted to be friends with the cool girls. I wasn't cool. I was a little chubby little girl. So I was planning and plotting. The girls would always walk together. We're walking to PE class, which was across the street. And I was like, okay, they're talking and they're cool. Let's just see if I can like get up next to them and say something. So I walk up next to them and I hear them talking and I say something funny based off what they said. And they all start laughing. And the one girl, her name's Kate, we became best friends, looked at me and she goes, she was the coolest, and she goes, "You're funny. Do you want to hang out with us?" And I was like, I did it. Like, acceptance. I made it into the cool group. And I think from then on, I was like, okay, if you can be, maybe you're not cool or pretty, but if you're funny, they'll hang out. Like, they'll hang out with you.
Yeah.
So that was in fifth grade. And then when I got a little older, seventh grade, I have a very large forehead. And I say that and people go, "No, you don't." If I pulled my bangs back, you'd be like, "Oh, you do." So didn't have bangs, got made fun of it for a while. And I was in Spanish class. And Mike S.
Mike
said,
S.
I was just giving the last initial.
I will love you, Mike. I don't know.
You know him?
No, I mean, he was in my class. He said, I was new. I was new to the school. It was like my third day. And everyone was like, "Damn, that new girl has a big forehead." And he said, we were in Spanish class and the electricity went out in the school. And the Spanish teacher was like, "Everyone, don't go anywhere. It's dark. The electricity's out." And he goes, "Why don't we put a light bulb on Jessica's forehead? It'll light up the whole school." And I was like, "Oh, that's so funny." And inside I was like, "Oh."
You went home and cried in the bathroom for 30 minutes?
And everyone was laughing. They're like, "That's so true." And I think it just made me stronger. And it embraced.
It did.
Oh, and then I self-deprecate my forehead now to this day, and I really don't mind it. So I don't know.
You know what, though? Like, at some point in time, we should go get the hairline surgery.
I would love the hairline surgery. Adam, he got.
I've never noticed your forehead, even.
But that's
throughout
what
everything.
I
and
always
I've never been
say
like,
that.
You got a giant forehead. I've seen you with your hair back. I've seen your hair wet. Yeah. I've never been like.
It's pretty
her
big.
Forehead is huge.
I've noticed it more in jujitsu videos because I get sweat and then the hair gets pushed back and I go, "Oh, there it is. It didn't go away. It's still there." Yeah, but it just means I got a big brain.
That's exactly right, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
You're very intelligent.
Thank you so
really
much.
Are, yeah.
Thank you. And then I got cut from the basketball team in seventh grade, so that was
traumatizing. Oh, you had a lot of
traumatizing.
Oh,
yeah. And I went, "I don't care." And then I went in the bathroom and cried my eyes out. I was one of two that got cut, and all my friends made it. And we ran up to the list.
It's probably your forehead.
It's my fucking forehead.
You're like, "She's good, but that forehead."
That forehead.
But you would have thought, like, "Hey, this is going to be a distraction for the other team. Let's get her on."
She's only going to make it if she wears the bangs back at all times.
People are going to think it's the basketball.
And then we have to shine the light on it, and she'll go like this.
She'll defend the hoop.
And shine it in their eyes.
It's like they're playing basketball in the sun.
I'm kidding.
That is so funny. Yeah. I love this podcast. It's
I love
so
this
fun.
Podcast.
Jessica,
it's
I
so
love
fun.
Your forehead.
You
we
guys,
love your
thank
forehead.
You.
It's so gorgeous.
Oh, thank
my
you.
Jaw is
you know,
like
that
laughing.
Was a purge for me because even in my book, I didn't tell about the part that he started the rumor that I was a man.
We're so sorry about that. We're going to go. Let's get him.
Let's
fine.
Go find him.
He's, I'm sure, doing cool shit. I'm doing cool shit. Like, all is well. You know, like, I shouldn't have said it was you that farted, Jeff. I should have taken accountability.
I still wouldn't have been.
Depending on who you ask, apparently I still struggle with taking accountability.
You wouldn't have had all that beef through elementary, junior high, if you just.
Moments that he and I would engage at school, and I would come home when no one was home and listen to Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Just to get back at Farty Jeff.
No, just to feel empowered. I'm telling you, we were beefing. There were times that I used 50 Cent quotes on him. Like,
on Jeff.
That's how I remember the timeline of beef, because I'm like, okay, when did that song by 50 Cent come out? At this point in time, because I IM'd him those lyrics. Okay, when did I sing at the top of my lungs in the foyer? Fighter, but okay, that's when it came out, so that had to have been this time. It's fine.
You know what? I hope he's still not a dick. And if he is still a dick, he's just probably out there not doing cool shit like you, just farting.
No, you know what? He's probably living a good life, married with kids.
Lives in Utah, so yes.
He was more granola. He was not a Mormon.
He wasn't.
He was more.
No. Anyway, let's move on. Go for it. What did our friends say?
Okay, we
on
got
the
a
gram?
Lot of good things, because we got like big things and small things that happened to you guys in grade school that stuck with you for the rest of your lives. So this one. Oh my God, relatable. Being the only one in class not invited to a birthday party hits the same as an adult being left out. I hated when kids weren't invited. As a kid, it gave me anxiety, and I hate it now. I don't think it happens as much now. Do you guys remember that?
Not being invited to birthday parties?
Or seeing the kids that weren't invited?
Actually, now that you bring it up, yeah. I remember going to a birthday party with Candace, and our moms were dropping us off. And when we arrived, our moms left. Candace went in. They shut the door in my face, said, Lauren's not invited. I was so upset. My mom and Kristen came back, and Kristen made Candace leave the birthday party as well. She was like, if Lauren's not invited, then you're not going either.
That is horrific.
Thought I was invited. Yeah.
That's heartbreaking. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is terrible.
That didn't stick with
Fuck
you, though.
Fuck them bitches.
If you forgot about it.
I'm sure. I live a really great fucking life.
Yeah.
But I didn't get invited to your lame-ass birthday party, and I've seen your life. Like, well, karma's a real bitch. Like, I'm fucking living the dream, ho.
Yes. Yes. No, I had a family member, I won't say who, there's five of us kids, that wouldn't get invited, and I would, and we were close, and it infuriated me every time.
Now
would you
at
go,
school,
or would you
if
stay
you,
back?
I would stay back, or my mom would be like, the fuck? No, Jess is not going if he's not invited.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a lot of schools out there like this, but there are schools in Los Angeles that if you invite one kid from the class, you have to invite them all. So it's all or none.
Good.
We did that. If you brought a snack for the class when I was in elementary, you got to bring a snack for everyone, not just one person.
Yeah. It really affects people.
Miss Collinsworth did that a lot.
I don't really, now I have a really small group of friends, so I'm invited to the places I want to be invited to and not invited to the places I don't want to be at.
Yeah.
Okay. Going.
So a lot of these, so I'll read just this one, but a lot of got called fat a lot as a child, and now I'm not. So
if
can
that,
you guys,
that's a win.
There.
That is, you know what? Yes. I had my chubby years where I remember my crush Jeff. I wore a belly shirt because I thought it was cute. My crush Jeff was like, Jeff, assholes. Oh my God. Jeff, he said, I wore a belly shirt and I walked out. I think I was 10. And I was like, he's going to love this. And he was like, ew, I didn't know you were fat.
What a dick.
And I was like, that was rude, Jeff. And I went in and changed.
Like now if you hear that someone called someone fat, you're like, wow, you're ignorant. You're uneducated. You're disgusting. Whereas it seemed to be it would come out of people's mouths. And although it didn't hit, think about even publications posting Tyra Banks on the cover talking about her weight gain.
And Jessica Simpson, she's lost control of herself. And now you look back at those pictures, you're like, what were they talking about?
Yeah, that's called ass, bitch.
Yeah.
It's called a woman.
And I do have to say, I have friends who are, you know, a close friend who's still considered overweight and has always been her entire life. And the amount it affected her entire life, she's like, thank God now she's way more accepting and positive. But it's traumatic for years.
It is.
Guys being like, I'm not dating her. She's fat. It's ugh.
As if they're some prize.
I know.
You're receding and you're a sophomore.
That is
if we're going to throw stones, bitch, bitch.
No.
Let's not step in here like you're Brad Pitt.
We all,
by the way, I do not approve of either.
Brad Pitt.
No, I don't.
Just
maybe
his
I
looks.
Should use someone else.
In action.
You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield Warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
A lot of these, so a lot of really sad, like, deaths and car accidents. I had a couple friends die in car accidents, so I'll just read this one. My best friend was killed by a drunk driver in first grade. Don't drink and drive stuck with me ever since then.
Oh, my God. How could it not? That's, like, life-shifting and,
Yeah, drunk driving. I had a friend killed by drunk driving in high school. It's like, I feel like many people I know had a friend who died from a car accident. Did you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really, really
devastating.
Yeah. So devastating. Sorry for your loss, because that is traumatizing. People
were thinking about it.
You what?
I was thinking about, like, everybody in high school that got into a crash DUI. Were you?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Wild.
You know, bullying, I'm seeing a lot of bullying's a big one. You know, you think about it now and it's like not tackled. There's still a ton of bullying, especially online, even more so nowadays because you can do it behind a computer, you weak pussies. But back then, bullying in person, it would get physical. There were physical fights.
I don't remember many things getting physical in school.
Are you serious?
Kyle
Salsa. There was a fight every Thursday, Friday, Saturday at that place, whether it be Skyline East.
Yeah, but they would say, we're meeting up here to fight.
Right.
It was like dudes duking it out. I'm talking like at school. Well,
in
someone
the glass
calls.
Hall? Yeah. There were always fights in the glass hall.
I was never at school.
Yeah, because you had two periods. You went first, second, and were home.
Yeah.
It was after school.
Yeah, because
where
people
the fights
were rude. Break. So I left.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I left.
Yeah,
left.
You've been spoken out about your bullying.
Yeah. No, she.
But here, okay. And I'm just throwing this out there.
Okay.
Because my mom always talks about we can only control ourselves, right? Bullying is going to happen. I do not condone it. I will cut a bitch who bullies my child. I've been bullied. I've turned into the bully. I think it would be a good idea for schools to start teaching how to deal with the bully rather than just fixating on don't bully, because jealousy comes into play and jealousy is very scary and you cannot control other people. So I'm wondering if school, because maybe they're doing this, maybe they are teaching, you know, they need to start teaching self-esteem. If you're feeling like you are insecure about your body, what are things you can do to start accepting your body at such a vulnerable age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that is not easy.
Yeah.
You know, I feel people are like, where'd you get your confidence, La? And it's like, well, I haven't always been this way. I'm 33 years old and I've had people really be unkind to me. And it's like, run and crawl in a hole or don't. Right. Mm-hmm. So how do we figure out how to teach these kids how to be confident young people that when someone says something, it's like it rolls off my back. I don't give a fuck.
And also recognizing, which I just learned this past year and started doing, these assholes, these bullies, these mean people are the ones who are either bullied at home, unfortunately, mm-hmm. by their own family and parents, or the most insecure, sad, miserable. And it's like when you get bullied or people are mean to me, I'm like, my thought nowadays is like, oh, I feel so sorry for you. Like,
yeah.
You are, this is really sad.
And I know. There's a lot that goes into it because not everyone has the same type of home life where they go home and they feel safe and their mom and dad, you know, build them up and send them back out into the big bad world like Easton and I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw these things around a lot in my mind and just hope that parents, when they choose to have kids, because it is a luxury, I talk about this all the time, just because you pop out a baby does not make you a mother. It does not make you a father. That is a role that you take on and you earn, and that is the highest, highest honor to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that parents take on that role and say, like, home is where my child feels safe. I uplift them. I don't critique them. We have productive conversations so that when we go out into the world and the world tries to break them down, they're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to be too much, when they come back home, We do the rebuilding again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. We're all just out in these streets doing the best we can.
But it is, I mean, it's a good point because, like I said, there's bullying online. There's bullying everywhere, unfortunately, still.
It's everywhere, even on this podcast. I'm not blind to the fact that we sit there and we're like, your music sucks. Go away. Like,
yes,
it is hard out here.
Yeah. I like the idea of teaching people to be not affected. The second I felt unaffected by rudeness, I'm like, life is good.
I know. I almost feel bad for people who like get through. I have a wall thing up that unless you have a blue check mark, you don't get in.
Mm.
But there are people who get in and they'll write me like really intense, mean things. Yeah. And I'm like, it makes me feel bad that you took so much time because I could not be any less affected by this.
Right.
Like a lot of people being like, I used to be your biggest fan. I hate you this season. I'm like, if only I cared.
Could you imagine taking even 5 minutes of your life?
They're writing paragraphs and she's reading a line.
To write someone, yes, to write someone.
I know. You guys, I love you so much, but if you're thinking about writing me some scathing, like, don't waste your time, please.
Short and sweet.
Do something more productive because I truly don't care.
Truly.
Like, if you used to love me and you don't this season, I don't care.
Don't care.
Go volunteer.
Sorry.
At the Humane Society.
I don't live my life based on what you think.
We don't know you.
I don't know you. I love you. I'm sending you all the love. Good luck. Mwah.
I don't. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway. Wow. That was
fun.
Those are all the notes again. Those are all the notes again.
Oh, but thank you guys for writing in. There was a lot of great ones.
Yes. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala bonus episode, right?
Yeah.
You were just about to say boner episode, weren't you?
I saw all it I think about with being pregnant is just giant boners all the time. Like, someone throw them at my face. No, I don't even
care.
No one.
Throw the boners at Lala's face.
Oh,
I love you guys. Thank you again. We'll catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.